Firing Fauci, England's lockdown, and two future kings battle COVID. This is your TLDR News Daily Briefing for Monday, November 2nd. In the first story of today's Daily Briefing, we go over to the US and look at a fairly fraught relationship between the President and Anthony Fauci. Although the two have worked closely on the response to the crisis, Trump's objectives and Fauci's objectives can often be at odds. Fauci is a medical expert and is obviously focused solely on the public health crisis the coronavirus has caused. The president needs to take other factors into account though, such as the economy and knock-on health effects, such as the reduction in capacity in hospitals. This has led to some of Trump's supporters to back the sacking of Fauci. Although Trump has alluded to the tension between himself and Fauci in the past, it's never really been discussed in public, nor has it commanded much of the news cycle. Today though, this changed. During a campaign rally, the crowd started chanting "Fire Fauci!"
Fire Fauci! Fire Fauci! Fire Fauci!
To which the president replied,
"Don't tell anybody, but let me wait till a little bit after the election."
This was a seemingly clear suggestion that provided he's re-elected, Trump would swiftly remove Fauci from his advisory role in the administration. To be fair though, over the weekend, Fauci did make his views clear on the Trump administration through his claim that Biden is taking the virus seriously from a public health perspective, whereas Trump is looking at it from a different perspective. This may have been the cause of Trump's outburst, however, this is obviously just speculation. In English news today, it was announced in a notoriously late Downing Street briefing on Saturday that England will go back into a national March-style lockdown from this Thursday. This means that the stay-at-home advice will once again be used by ministers, urging the public to only leave the house for essential purposes. The week-to-week essential reasons to leave your house include seeing members of your support bubble, exercising, and going to the supermarket for essential items. It should be noted that the government has made clear that they will not tell supermarkets to close parts of their shops which are deemed as non-essential, such as the clothing and technology aisles. This is currently what's happening in the Welsh firebreak lockdown, which was met by fierce public backlash, possibly why they didn't try and replicate the strategy in England. There are additionally some reasons why the government can claim that this lockdown differs from the one in March. Firstly, there's no limit on exercise. Secondly, people can meet up with one other person when exercising outdoors or visiting an outdoor space. Thirdly, support bubbles will be allowed to continue socialising indoors. And for those of you watching from outside the UK, a single adult household can form a support bubble with another household, meaning they can all interact as if they lived together. And none of these things have been implemented until restrictions started easing in the summer, so it seems the lockdown is a little more lax than it was in March. But no one's still looking forward to giving up the limited amount of social interaction they were granted over the summer. But at least this lockdown won't be quite as restrictive as the last one. Try to stay positive, people. If you want to hear more about England's lockdown, and if locking down is really the right strategy, then check out our new podcast, Politics Unpacked. In the show, we briefly explain the situation before deliberating the pros and cons of lockdowns and a weirdly harebrained idea to lock up all old people in Cornwall. Anyway, links to the podcast can be found in the description. For our final news story of the Daily Briefing today, we stay in the UK to report on a battle between the royal family and the coronavirus. Although it was widely reported in March that the next in line for the throne, Prince Charles, had contracted the coronavirus, nothing was said of whether his son, William, the second in line to the throne, had caught it. Recently, The Sun reported that Prince William had caught the coronavirus in April and deliberately kept it quiet in an attempt not to worry anyone. Despite this story being potentially huge if verified, Kensington Palace, the home of Prince William, has so far refused to comment. For those of you who think the news is too long, be sure to check out tomorrow's Daily Briefing. Read the newsletter by signing up at tldrnews.co.uk/daily. Listen to the briefing by searching for TLDR News in your podcast app, or watch the briefing over at youtube.com/TLDR Daily.